Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Was there anything else that, like, you were super shocked that, like, Indiana people are into or whatever? Like, what was the biggest difference you'd say?
This is gonna sound really, really mean.
What?
Pregnancy.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy here. Hi guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here with Lee Tall today.
Oh my god, this is so nerve-wracking.
You'll be good. So Lee Tall is this, should I call you an Instagrammer? Or like blogger?
Yeah, I'm technically an Instagrammer.
Yeah.
I mean, they say social media influencer, but
yeah.
That's like...
Yeah, influencer. No, she's definitely an influencer, and as well as her sister's a blogger.
Yeah.
Did you kind of get the inspo from her?
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay,
cool. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Sivan.
Yeah, so I started following her sister, Sivan, and became obsessed, especially with her stories, because she's so personable. And then I found her sister, Lital, who's like closer to my age. And so fun and cute and has her own little spunk and sass. So yeah, she has awesome Instagram stories and awesome Instagram feed.
Thank you.
She's very trendy and in the know. But like I said, my favorite part is her stories, because she'll like vent on her stories. She'll talk about her favorite stuff. Oh, she's very truthful and
the
authentic.
The hate that I get.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Being truthful on Instagram is like a death sentence.
Well, the thing that stinks about being truthful is that when someone like argues with you, it's like, wait, I was being me.
Yeah.
So this hurts, you know? But yeah, she is just an overall trendy, cool gal, and I am thrilled to have her on the pod today.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I saw that she was listening to a podcast, and I slid into her DMs, and I was like, yo, I know this is such a long shot, but what are the odds you would come on? And she responded, and I was like, freaking out. I was like, oh my God, yes. I'm so pumped. And so like literally a few days later, she's in my apartment.
Yeah.
And we're recording.
That's how it goes.
So I know that's the cool thing about social media.
I love it.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing about Instagram?
The community that I've built, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always, like, it's so funny when girls, like, DM me and they ask me questions, like, they'll ask me something simple and I respond and they freak out. They're like, oh my gosh, you responded. I'm like, well, yeah. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be doing this career if it wasn't for everybody who's following me. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, that community, and I can ask simple questions. Like, there was a big deodorant debate, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was such a huge debate with like everything.
Uh-huh.
But it like worked out actually really in my favor, because now it's like I found a deodorant that I like through the followers.
Yeah. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself other than what you do on Instagram? Because I kind of want you to intro about like you moving to Indiana and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Cause that's kind of a weird thing, cause I'm from Indiana.
Yeah. So well, basically like life started like being born in Israel, and then my
just
dad,
so cool.
Very random. Oh, it's not really random, I guess. My dad was in the army, in the Israeli army, and like, you know, my mom is a very cultured person. She wanted us to be very cultured.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to Israel when she was pregnant with my middle sister, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had Jessica, she had me. We only stayed there for about 2 years, and then we
moved.
So
you don't really remember it?
No, not until I just went this past summer.
Okay, gotcha.
So I hadn't been back actually to Israel in like 20 years,
wow.
Which was amazing. That's like a whole long story. And then my dad got a job in Maui, Hawaii to build
incredible.
This thing called the Maui Ocean Center.
Yeah.
Where it's this beautiful, beautiful big aquarium, and it's like the most amazing thing ever.
Uh-huh.
So we ended up moving to Maui. We lived
there. How long did you live there?
I think like 5 years, I think.
So you remember it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hawaii, I remember a lot of. We go back every so often, and it's like really nice and so special
to
go back.
Did you ever go to school?
I did kindergarten there.
Okay.
I went to Kula school, like more an upcountry in Maui.
Mm-hmm.
But then my older sister, Sivan, was going into high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to have her like a little better of an education. And
yeah.
So that's why we moved back to California. So growing up, most of my life has been spent in LA. And then my sophomore year of high school, my mom and I moved to Indiana.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So for Indiana people
shout out
listening,
Fishers.
Yeah. So she moved from LA to Fishers, Indiana. Like, let me just put this in your mind for a second. LA is like a beast. Like, one of the biggest cities in the world. I don't know what the biggest city is.
I don't know.
But easily one of the biggest cities in the United States. She moved from there to Indiana. Like, I love Indiana, but it's just a way different vibe. Did you have, like, a culture shock when you moved there?
Oh, 1,000%.
What was, like, weird? Or what were you not used to?
The slowest lifestyle I've ever lived in was
really?
In Indiana. I mean, there's like a saying where when you go on to Maui, it's called Maui time because everyone does things slow.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, like, I had grown up in California. So that was, like, the fastest, you know, life. So, like, in Maui, it's, like, you're a little kid. You're running around. You don't really know anything about time. But, like, growing up, like, in California, in Los Angeles specifically, it's, like, a
everyone's
city.
Everyone's
like,
go-go-go.
Exactly. You're just, like, shooting from here to here to here and just, like, constant going. And then I went to Indiana and everyone's, like, slow motion. And then there's no beach. And then there's no mountains.
And there's no water.
Cornfields. And, like, you go to one mall every single day of your life because there's nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know. But then it was fun because then I learned about, like, Klipsch.
Uh-huh.
Is it still Klipsch?
Yeah. Well, no, it's called something else now. I don't even know what it's called, but someone bought it. But that's okay. So funny that you know what that is.
Of course. Because of,
the
you
concerts.
Know, yes, the summer concerts. Like, you know, you buy, like, that little pack for the summer.
Oh,
and, like,
sure.
You always go and you sit in the lawn and, like, have a kick-ass
like,
time.
All the country.
Yes. Like, it's just, like, so much fun. And I think, you know, like, I'm not, like, I wasn't, like, a country music person.
Yeah, but you
and,
just
like,
have
I'm still, like, not that over, like, obsessed with country music, but I liked the vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I liked going out there and, like, hanging out with friends, just chilling in the like, and then even if it rained, like, you were still at Klipsch. Oh, I don't know, whatever it's called. Sorry,
yeah.
Klipsch. Whatever
everyone
called.
Still calls it Klipsch.
Well, yeah. Like, it's, like, one of those things.
Yeah.
And so, like, even if it rained, like, you were still standing out on the lawn getting drenched and just having so much fun. And I think that was, like, you know, the most fun things. And even to this day, like, some of my really good close friends are still based in Indiana.
Was there anything else that, like, you were super shocked that, like, Indiana people are into or whatever? Like, what was the biggest difference you'd say?
This can sound really, really mean.
What?
pregnancy.
Whoa. Okay, spare us the deep. The deep.
Basically, I mean, it was obviously, you know, here, like, it's, like, not a thing. Like, you don't really see that being, like, teen pregnancies or
so
anything
true,
like that.
Yeah.
And so in Indiana, like, a lot of my friends now, like, I'm 23 now, like, are all having babies. And it's funny because I posted on my story that it was, like, a meme that was, like, at this rate, like, my kids are going to be friends with my friends' grandkids.
Yeah,
and I was, like, laughing and everyone was, like, that's, like, you're so young. I'm, like, yeah, but, like, a lot of my friends are in Indiana and, like, it's normal to get married younger and having babies. And, like, I have a few friends who were teen moms and it's, like, I love their kids to death and, like, I would do anything for these kids.
Yeah.
And, like, I never thought at 18 my best friend at the time was going to have a baby, but I love this kid to death. And, like,
wow.
You know, and he's 6 now and I still love him to death and I still, you know, he still calls me Lala and, like, it's so cute and he still come to visit and, like, my mom is, like, his, like, third grandma, basically.
Oh my
and,
God.
Like, it's crazy. That was, like, I think the biggest, biggest shock was, like, the Midwest,
like
lifestyle.
Settle down.
Yes.
Got it.
Because it's, like, even now, I'm still, like...
It, like, stresses me out when I go back home because all my family friends are, like, who's the guy? Like, when are you going to get married? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, first of all, I don't have a boyfriend.
Welcome to my life.
First of all, no one's straight here. Like,
that's hard to
know. Like, there's a boy drought.
Yeah,
so that's
always.
A problem. But no, but seriously, everyone in LA doesn't even think about, like, being serious until you're, like, damn near 30.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had the idea of, like, I wanted to be, like, a younger mom, but, like, younger to me was, like, 28.
Yeah.
Maybe 27.
Same.
27 was kind of, like, the earliest.
Same.
28. I mean, unless it was accidental, which I'm, like, hoping it's not. Like, you know? But, I mean, 27, 28 was, like, always my thing.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, now it's probably a good... In the past year, 8 of my friends have announced that they're pregnant this year.
Wow.
Easily.
That's insane. The Indiana friends.
Yeah.
Got it. So you kind of have, like, a little Indiana girl.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I do a little bit.
Would you ever, like, move there?
Okay. So I thought... I was dead set. Like, I was like, after Sivan gets married and all this stuff, I'm going to move back. Like, I want to get out of L.A. I don't want to be in L.A. I don't like the city. I went back to Indiana to visit, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm never moving back here again.
Yeah,
like, I'm not.
Why?
I just have gotten so used to the city life and, like, the fast-pacedness, and, like, I like my life here now.
Mm-hmm.
And at 23, like, the end of 22, beginning of 23 has been such an amazing year so far.
Yeah.
That, like, I just see it just progressing, and, like, social media is progressing, and, like, that's so much
girl,
fun.
Yeah, girl, you're blowing up.
It's crazy.
Just let me tell you, I'm going to say it here first. This girl, keep your eye on her because she's going to blow up. I'm just saying. You heard it here first. Follow her. We're going to do, like, socials at the end, but if you want to watch someone blow up, it'll be her.
I mean, if you think about it, I did blow up, like, quickly because I went to New York in March, April, mainly April because it was like only a day left of March. So April, I had barely 5,000 followers.
Yeah.
So from May, June, July, August, September. So 6 months, I went from barely 5,000 to almost 19.
That's so sick. So what's the, like, how'd you do that?
Sivan.
Really?
It was like, Sivan helped me. She
taught me. Yeah, but you do a lot of your own cool stuff.
Well, initially, it, what happened basically, like, my 5,000 followers that I had initially had was basically just from her.
Yeah.
Like, had sent, like, posting me and, like, tagging me and stuff like that. And then when we were in New York, she had like posted something and people were DMing me being like, we want to see more of you.
Yeah.
So also, like,
by the way, Sivan is her older sister who's a blogger.
Yes.
And like, she has a crap ton of followers and
yes.
is really, she's killing the influencer.
She's amazing.
Game.
She's perfect in yeah. this whole world.
Follow her too.
Yes.
Anyway.
So I was like, okay, let's try it. And
yeah.
so we just had a week in New York and like it was like a longer weekend and we just had like so much fun. And I went from barely 5,000. I came back from New York and I had 7,000.
Well, I remember your sick pictures. Like, I remember the one of you and Sivan and you're both wearing the Gucci. You're like outside. Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about? With like your fur. Yeah.
Yes. We had a very, great outfit planned prior to it. And like, after I got back from New York, it was like 7,000. And then she's like, do a giveaway. And we had gone to...
Okay, give me the tea because I need the swipe up feature.
Okay.
I'm like dying to have it.
Yes. So that's what basically I... When we were in New York, we had a meeting with this PR company.
Yeah.
And it was Sivan had having the meeting with them.
Yeah.
But they... Since I was there with her, because I just wanted to... I was slowly yeah. getting into it that I went
what
along.
A great, like, mentor.
Yes. Well, they ended up being like, well, you... Here's a bag for you to just, like, go shopping with. And it was like... Literally, as if you walked into Sephora.
Really?
And you just picked whatever you wanted.
That's
and
the
then
best.
We got home like from New York, and they had, like, overnighted the box to us. And when we got home from New York, it was, like, a good big box of just stuff that they had put. And then they even put more stuff in it.
Wow.
So I had just all this tons of product, and she's like, do a giveaway.
Uh-huh.
Call it your 10K giveaway.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, what do I do? And she's like, you know, tell them, like, you want to get the swipe up feature. Because when I was in New York, everyone was asking me to link my outfit.
Same. It's so annoying.
But I can't do anything. I was like, at that point, I was like, I can't do anything.
People are like, what is this? Where is this? And I'm like...
And you're
link
like...
Link in bio, I guess.
Yeah. And it was, like, really frustrating. She was also simultaneously doing a giveaway. And so she was a very big help with that. Because she was like, hey, for more points, basically, for her giveaway, if you... Join Lee Tall's giveaway, you know,
so nice.
We can, like, you get more points
yeah.
in her book, you know?
Yeah.
So overnight, I went from 7 to 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, overnight.
No way. Were you kind of freaking out?
I freaked the fuck out. I, like, woke up and I had a text message from my best friend and she was like, you got 10K! And I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? Like, I'm like an influencer
insane.
Now because the minute I hit 10K, it was like the DMs were going with companies. I have emails I was getting with companies, everything. Like I was just getting products sent to me that I didn't even know was coming to me.
Yeah.
And it's because like when one PR company has your address, it's like it kind of just like trickles out
snowball.
And they'll kind of like, oh, well, I have her address here. Have this. And it's like totally cool because I'm like, I just come home and I just get packages on packages on packages. And I'm like, wait, this is so much fun. And so I did my 10K giveaway.
So, okay, let me explain this a little bit. In order to have the swipe up feature where we can like link stuff. So for instance, if I were to link my podcast in a story and you would swipe up, you have to have 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
So what she was trying to do is get, correct me if I'm wrong, get the 10,000 followers and then do the giveaway.
So the giveaway was basically I was my incentive. Like if you guys have your people to, so in the giveaways, you know, it's like tag a person to follow.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to get like followers to
yeah.
grow is like when your friends,
to
like
tag.
When their friends
yeah.
like recommend people.
Uh-huh.
So basically it was a 10K giveaway. So this was like the rules where you had to tag people and then it went until a certain date. And that was like the giveaway. And
I
then
need to do
even
that.
If I didn't hit the 10K, I was going to do my giveaway because that's what I told
okay.
them, you know?
Yeah.
So either way, I was giving them the opportunity to win some products.
Got it. So did you have fun taking the bowls?
I
or
did.
Or coming up with them?
I did.
Was it challenging?
It was challenging to think of like yes or like options that are basically like a yes or no.
Yeah.
Obviously I had like in my mind, I was like, oh, my brother, my sister and I were talking about it and we're like, what can we say? And then they were like, oh, what do you look for in a guy? And I was like, well, that's not a yes or no.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, that's not like a two option kind of thing. And he was like, okay. So we had to sit there and we thought about them. And then I was like, then it started coming like one after another,
Once you get one, it's like they feed off.
Yeah. But then it was like all one theme. And I was like, okay, let's try to get out of this theme of relationship, because like, it was like basically, I think relationship, because it's like, I wanted my own advice for this like whole relationship situation. So I think that's why it was,
I think it's, for me, it's the most fun to talk about, because it's like juicy.
It is.
And like people, everyone can relate, guys and girls. So I really like that.
And there's so many different perspectives and like how you see
things.
So
speaking of the polls, let's just get right into it. Would you ever go on The Bachelor / Bachelorette?
Yes.
You would.
I would.
Okay, so tell me a little bit. I know you already told me some, but like, tell me what you can.
Basically, I'm actually like the only 20 something in my family, like 20 ages wise, that's single in my family.
Got it.
So anybody else who's in my family who are in their 20s are married or have kids or older than 20 or younger than 20. So obviously the younger than 20s don't need to be in relationships, but like, I'm now 23 and the only single one. So my family thinks it's very important to sacrifice me to the world. the amount of times that I've been set up by my family is...
That's so nice, though. I wish
it's not, because they don't really see like what I want, and like, it has worked out a few times, but sometimes it's like I just am like awkward because I'm not expecting it.
Yeah.
One time my mom ambushed me at her birthday party.
Oh.
Her 50th birthday party. She was like, oh, by the way, there's a guy coming for you, at 20 minutes before her birthday party started.
Are you serious?
Yes. And we had like a really awesome, it was her surprise. It wasn't a surprise. It was like a 50th birthday Marrakesh themed. So it was like a really fun themed birthday. And like this guy showed up and was like, hi, I'm so-and-so.
My God.
And I was like awkward. And then I was like, mommy, don't ever do that again. First of all, you shared the same name with my sister. And I was like, that's weird.
Oh,
that should have been a poll question. Would you ever date someone with the same name as your sibling?
Oh, I should ask that.
So his name was Jesse and my sister's Jessica. And I call her Jesse. And I was like, oh, that's weird.
Oh, that is weird.
Like, this might be TMI, but like, could you imagine like being in bed with a guy and like saying Jesse and then like your sister's head pops in, or like if it's a brother, like,
that's so weird. What about having the same name as you? Well, this probably wouldn't work for you.
Yeah, but, like, it wouldn't work for me, but like Taylor and Taylor.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that either.
Like, I always used to think, when I was little, I used to think, because a lot of guys were named Taylor more than girls, really. And I, you know, when you're little, we didn't really have cell phones, so they would call the home phone. So I was thinking, if you're like, if someone calls you and they're like, hi, can I speak to Taylor? And it's like, well, which one? And they're like, Taylor King. It's like, which one?
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be so weird?
I mean,
that wouldn't be a problem now, but.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I would never have that issue, but like, I don't think I could do that just because I think it gets too complicated.
Yeah, I think it would just, I don't know, it would be weird.
Yeah, but back to the poll. So because of that, Sivan has this, and Paul, Paul's my brother-in-law, have this mindset that by the time I'm 24, 25, if I'm still single, they're going to put me on The Bachelor.
But they have
the whole thing planned out.
Okay.
So I'm going to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So obviously this isn't like, cause this one's The Bachelorette, the next one's The Bachelorette, and then this like fourth season from now, Bachelor.
Got it.
Is I'm gonna go on The Bachelor. I'm not gonna win. I'm gonna be the runner up so that I have my own show for being The Bachelorette.
See, that's what I would want.
And then I have, you know, my men that I can pick from.
Yeah.
But they have that whole thing planned out for me.
Oh my God.
So eventually, if I'm not dating anybody and I'm still single by 24, 25, I'm being shipped off to The Bachelor.
That's hilarious.
Which I think would be fun.
So you would go on it?
I would do it.
Okay. So 35% said yes, they would. 65% said no.
That's weird.
I think that I would do it. Honest to God, like, I think I would.
I mean, it's fun.
It would have to depend, though, what, like, it, because the weird part about it is just, like, literally escaping from the world for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the weird part.
And if I'm social media, if I'm a blogger.
Yeah, exactly.
How am I going to be MIA from social media for whatever, however many weeks? It's, like, 8+ weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that will be, I think, the hardest thing, and that'd be like a hard thing on my career. But
totally.
Then again, it's like if I'm a
but then it
if I'm on the
career.
Yeah, if I'm a blogger and then I go on The Bachelorette, hell, oh my gosh,
I think I would, and here's the only reason why is because I have been on set. I've studied film, and like my major was like basically production and post production for film and TV. So I understand that this is a show, and they're trying to sway your words and stuff.
Yeah.
If I was just an innocent, had no idea what was gonna happen, like that would be kind of a black hole going into, because they can make you out to be someone.
Yeah.
And I would. Going into it, I would know that they could make me out to be someone, and I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
So
you have to have thick skin to do it, though, for sure.
For
and
sure.
I think definitely with blogging and social media, the hate that I get currently,
yeah.
I think I would be able to handle, like...
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, I would be so nervous, and I'm like...
I think you would do well on it.
I think I would, like... crack under pressure a little bit because I don't do well in like stressful situations,
yeah.
But I still think I'd be able to get
okay,
my way.
What about this though? Like, would you not feel weird about your parents seeing you like make out with guys and stuff on it?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't
like brought, imagine like, making out with someone.
So like,
just a camera
you know, it's
guy.
Funny. Like I think the camera people, it doesn't bug me like the camera people. I think it would bug me. Like, it'd be weird to think about like family.
Yeah.
I mean, for like, if it's like a really hot and steamy makeout session, like I definitely on The Bachelorette this past season with Becca, I was watching and I was like, oh wow, get it, girl.
Yeah, right?
And I think it'd be weird if I was in that position, but it's like, I've also never put myself in a personal position where I've never even like really kissed a guy in front of my family.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's like, I haven't brought a guy around for my family.
True,
so,
yeah.
I mean, probably might, but I wouldn't know realistically.
Got it. So, do you use dating apps?
I did. I have not used dating apps.
Which ones?
So I tried Bumble and Hinge.
Oh, I love Hinge. What
I feel like I'm missing one, but I can't remember. I liked Hinge because I liked how much more specific you can get.
Yes, same.
But I stopped using dating apps because
why?
I like the idea of meeting someone more organically.
Yeah, same.
But I've learned that we're in Los Angeles and you can't do that.
I'm telling you, like when I say boy drought, like I'm not kidding. Like this is
drought.
A joke. Like,
drought.
Forget the water. It's
there's
the
a
boys.
There's a reason why I'm still single and I've lived in Los Angeles for 4 years.
Yeah.
Because there's no... Again, if like if you find somebody, there's a problem with them.
Yeah.
Or they're a singer.
Or they're like a freaking model.
Or they're a model and they have no career for them and like they can't do anything. And you're just like... They're like a wannabe model or some stupid shit.
Yeah, and they're like... I don't know. They're like more into themselves, like looks wise than I. They take longer than me to get ready. I'm like, there's an issue with this.
That's like Jordan on The Bachelor. I hated him.
Oh, yeah.
I hated him.
I liked him more.
Everyone liked him.
Okay.
On Paradise?
So, yeah. On Paradise. And I also saw him at the bungalow once. It was funny. I was freaking out. I was like, gosh, Jordan! But like, no one knew who it was, and he looked so weird in person.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was funny. But anyway, so people said 25% said yes, they use them. I think it's mainly because I have Indiana followers and no one uses dating apps. But
I was going to say 75 said no. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, the initial concept of like dating apps, it was like kind of like shameful.
I know.
Like,
but
when
now
people,
it's totally normal.
It's totally normal, especially in LA. You know?
I use them, but like not religiously. Like my favorites are Hinge and The League. Have you ever used The League?
I've heard about The League.
It's cool. I mean, it's like they're more quality options on there.
I think that's why I like Hinge also.
Yeah. Bumble, if I'm really bored, like sometimes I'll get on it, but I don't know. I agree. I would rather meet someone in person.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm also super, super picky.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like I sit there on Bumble or like Hinge and I'm like, no. Well, you have potential. Oh, you're doing that? No.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, come on.
Exactly.
And then I also just moved back to like my hometown of where I grew up in California in Whistles.
Oh, wow.
So it's like I was on Bumble and I would see people that I know and I'm like, ew.
First of all,
I don't want them seeing my profile because I'm like, I don't want you creeping on me.
It always freaks me out.
Second of all, it's like,
yeah,
I don't want you.
It always freaks me out when I go back to India and I'm like, oh my God, are people going to see that I'm on these apps?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And it's like, you weren't interested in me in high school just because it's like, obviously I've grown up and like I've gotten a style now. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Do you follow your head or your heart in relationships?
I'm a heart.
Heart.
I'm so emotional.
Same.
I'm a heart.
Wait, when is your birthday again?
September 4th. I'm a Virgo.
Okay. I don't know like that much about astrology, but
we're kind of sensitive. We are definitely emotional, but we are like supposed to be like you know, strong-minded. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely like, I follow my heart. If my heart's in something, it's like I'm gung-ho. Yeah. Like,
I'm totally a heart person too. Like, if my for some reason I'm like, I'm totally in the Midwest, guys. Like, when I go home, I'm like,
well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, all my past relationships have been guys that I met in Indiana, yeah, and I've done long distance.
Nice, like tall.
Did athletic. Long distance, like literally. Same. I dated a guy in Indiana, uh-huh, right after, like right at the end of high school. And then I moved, same, here, and we did long distance for, same, like almost a year. We were together for two. And then I dated another guy in South Carolina, oh, but I met, wow, him in Indiana. So literally opposite end of the country.
Yeah.
And I dated him for like almost a year.
Same. Like I'll go home and meet someone and I'll be like, you know what? Maybe like this needs to happen.
Yeah.
Whatever. 34% said they use their head. 66% said heart, which makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Let's say like if more guys like versus girls. Head. Okay, a lot of girls.
A lot of girls for head?
For head.
Wow.
Actually, there's a few guys. I mean, guys, there's mostly girls that use their
head. I'm actually really surprised about that.
Are you lying?
I think about that all the time. Like, are you lying?
And I would say there are a lot of girls that say heart too, but there are a lot of guys. Interesting.
That is interesting.
I love the honesty there, guys.
That is. For a guy, that's really impressive.
Do you kiss on the first date?
If it went well.
Yeah, same. What about if the date went well and then the kiss was horrible?
That's unfortunate, but then I always put it up to like, it's a nervous first date thing.
Yeah.
I'll always give it like a second date.
What do you consider a bad kiss?
That's a great question. I think like maybe like a sloppy like kiss.
Oh, like a lot of tongue.
Yeah, like a like overwhelming amount. Or it just like, my biggest pet peeve with guys or like when I watch TVs is when they like try to like, they look like they're eating their face.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Or when they like are eating like their bottom, like just like kissing the bottom lip or something, uh-huh, or like they're missing part of your face. And I'm like, okay, bro. Gotta relax. Work on that a little bit.
Yeah. 62% said yes, kiss on the first date. 38% said no. I'm a kiss on the first date. Yeah, please. Like, yeah, let's get it over with.
Like, yeah, it's gonna be like awkward, I think. And then,
but if
I
actually, I'm not feeling it, please don't kiss me.
So actually, what? I went on a date, three dates with this guy, mm-hmm, and he never kissed me once.
Oh.
But I'm like, it was really awkward. I walked him to his door.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I ended up driving, and I, like, he walked to the place. I was, like, just, like, in the area, and I drove him home.
Why did he not?
And he did not. I was, like, that was, like, prime, like,
yeah, like,
hi. Because we were vibing, and obviously we were three dates in. Like, yeah, the third date, I was, like,
please.
Okay, waiting, and nothing happened. And so since then, I was, like, okay, bye. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. What's your deal?
Do you think that the guy's the one that should always initiate the kiss?
No.
Why?
I think a girl can do it, too. Like, I definitely feel like I did, but, like, the way, like, he seemed, like, there wasn't even, like, a lean in, you know, kind, yeah, of thing that, like, he wanted to. He was just, like, nervous. Uh-huh. It was just, like, a distance, like, how we're sitting kind of thing. It was just, like, awkward, and I'm like, okay, then I'm just going to walk away.
I don't like that.
Clearly, it didn't work out, so.
Would you rather be rich or famous?
That's a hard one, because I feel like if you're famous, you kind of have the wealth. Mm-hmm. But realistically, it's kind of hard because I think I'd rather be rich versus famous, because it's like, even now, it's like sometimes I want some personal stuff, like, to stay personal with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't posted about guys on my social media.
Mm-hmm. Which I understand.
So the last guy I posted was like 2 years ago on my feed, and that was it. Like, I haven't posted a guy, mm-hmm, since. And like, even on my stories, it's funny. I went to a game the other day with my sister's boyfriend, a baseball game, uh-huh, and with my sister's boyfriend, and I tagged him in it, and everyone, like, went batshit for,
really,
it. They were, like, sending me the Kermit the Frog, you know, like, sipping the tea.
Oh, my God.
And they were, like, sending me that meme, and I'm like, it's funny. I'm like, that's just my sister's boyfriend. It's not my boyfriend. And, yeah, then on my live, they're like, do you have a boyfriend? And it's, like, that time, it's, like, even when I do get a boyfriend, I'm not going to be posting about him until, you know.
It's really
And
serious.
So I think if I'm famous, I would lose that whole aspect of privacy.
Yeah.
So
rich?
I'd rather be rich. It sounds really mean to say, or, like, bad to say, but, like, I definitely would, like, because I still want the privacy part.
I agree with that. I think I'd say rich, too, just because
I think there's like something really sexy about being like subtly rich. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like having money, but like people don't know it.
Yeah.
I think, and like obviously if you're famous. But one thing I do think is like interesting though and appeals to me is being like famous for something like really cool or like having a message or like people knowing you for mm-hmm. something really inspiring or whatever. I think that's really dope. It just kind of depends what you're famous for.
Yeah, that too.
You know? So 88% said rich. Makes sense. 12% said famous. If you're currently living in LA, would you ever move away?
No. We had this conversation a little bit.
I know.
What would you do?
This is so tough for me.
You moved out here.
I know. Would I ever move away? I would move away, but I love it. So it's a bittersweet subject for me. Chicago sounds like a good happy medium for me, in my opinion. Like,
I've only been to Chicago once. I'm actually going again, but
it's awesome.
In November.
I love it. I mean, the weather kind of stinks, but other than that, it's a cool vibe. So yes, I would. 67% said yes, which I was shocked. 33% said no. Would you ever move to LA? I added this one because I wanted to see.
Yeah.
52% said yes, 48% said no, which that's really close.
That's a really good split almost.
I know. I was kind of shocked by that.
I think it would depend on like, for some people, it's like why they're moving here, expense wise, where they would move.
Totally. In their career.
I mean, I came back.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And now I can't even leave. So. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. So I asked, she had a question about Netflix and chill and I wanted to figure out what I wanted with the options for that. So I just went ahead and asked, what does Netflix and chill mean? A lot of people are saying dirty stuff. Just gonna go ahead and start there. Everyone's like, sex, sex, sex. Watch the show for 3 minutes, and unless it's New Girl, no interruptions.
That's so funny.
Netflix and tucked in by 9. It means the boy be looking for some peach emoji.
oh my gosh, these are great.
Just hang out, see what happens.
Oh,
let's F. Someone said, which I thought this was probably the best answer, I feel like now at this point, it's just a meme, doesn't really mean what it used to.
Yeah.
Which I understand, but pretty much everyone was saying the dirty. So,
of course.
Yeah. I also asked what dating apps you use. People said Hinge, Bumble, Life, Bumble, Tinder.
What's
Hinge.
Life?
They're just like maybe saying real life. I don't know.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, my faves are Hinge and League. What do you ever have you ever used J Swipe? Because you're Jewish,
no.
right?
My brother-in-law and I were talking about that last
you
night.
You should use it.
It's so funny.
I'm not Jewish, but like if I wasn't Jewish and like used,
it's definitely something. It's like, you know, growing up Jewish and like all this stuff. Yeah. My dad was always kind of like encouraged us to be with someone Jewish, and I want to be with someone Jewish because, you know, when it comes to kids, it's just, like, easier.
Yeah.
J Swipe is definitely something that, like, I should probably look into.
Do it.
But I don't know.
We should make an account, like, for you.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. I listened to this podcast, and the owner, or the creator of J Swipe was on it.
Oh.
And he was, like, talking about it, and I was like, wow, this sounds great, but I'm Christian, and I want a Christian guy.
Go to ChristianMingle.com.
That's way more cheap. J Swipe sounds so cool.
Yeah. I'll think about it.
There's also girls I know that like are Christian or whatever their religion is, but they're like into Jewish guys, so they use J Swipe.
I'll think about it. You I mean, it's it. Yeah.
You got nothing to lose.
I don't.
Anyway, what's more important to you with work? I added a couple of these in here because I was just curious. Flexible hours or money?
Hours.
I'd
for
say
sure.
so too. I completely agree.
I mean, blogging, I get the best of both worlds right now, which is amazing. Yeah. But, like, the fact that, like, with my hours is, like, I create my own. And it's amazing because it's, like, I get to just feel less stress. And
so, are you full-time blogging?
Yeah.
Wow. And are you in school? Or
yeah.
Where do you go to school?
I go to CSUN, so it's Cal State University Northridge.
That's awesome.
Senior year. I just applied for graduation, so I'm graduating in May.
That's
very,
awesome.
Very excited.
And then you're full-time blogging on the side.
And then I'm full-time blogging on the side, so I do full-time school and full-time blogging.
Which, guys, that's a little joke.
It's
that's
hard.
Like,
I mean, it is a lot, especially when I'm, like, as I'm growing, it's like I get more opportunities to do more work and more shoots and more events and everything. And I'm lucky that I only have school on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays are like blogging days and shooting days. And I'm in the process of building my website.
Would you ever date someone who's divorced?
We had this conversation. It really, I would say yes, but it depends on like the situation.
Same. I really would not like to, but like,
yeah. I mean, if it like, it really depends on like, why did you get divorced? If like, did you guys marry young and it just was like, you're young and immature, or like, what did you do? Did you cheat? Like, you know,
yeah.
What was the, why did you divorce?
Yeah, exactly. 67% said yes, they would. 33% said no.
I think I said yes at the end of it. Just yeah. Because based off of circumstances. Same.
Would you date someone that has kids?
I don't even know if I answered that one. I don't know. It really depends on like the age of the kid.
I think that
I love kids, so maybe, but I feel like I would be scared.
I want to say no, but like if I was way older and they like had, you know, that of their past and like they were the perfect match for me, then maybe I wouldn't rule it out. But like at this age, no.
Oh, for sure. At this age, I don't think at 23, I'm not ready. But if like, I was like
28 and they were like 30 something.
I could see that. That's actually a really good point.
You know? Okay. My favorite question of this stream of polls. Do you think Colton from The Bachelor is really a virgin?
Oh, it's such a toss-up. I mean, I don't know why a guy would lie about that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's really hard. He's a pro football player. Like, and he cried so... He was so emotional about the whole thing.
And he's a babe.
He is a babe.
Like... Yeah.
Colton, if you're listening, you have two girls in here that are single.
Also, come on my podcast.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be there. Come with Chris Harrison.
Yes. Speaking of. Okay. You know what? I'm going to wait till the Chris Harrison question.
Okay.
But.
Oh, my gosh.
Just wait, you guys. Just wait. So, Colton, do I think he's a virgin?
I'd say yes.
I think yes, because I don't know why you would say that.
Yeah.
And he makes a really big deal. So 30% said they think he's a virgin. 70% said no.
70?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
I wonder why they think he's not.
I know. Would you date someone with a lot of followers?
No. Because.
Why?
I think that the guys here, obviously they'll be based in LA. And if they have, it's just going to go straight to their head.
I say no too.
I've also noticed that like guys have treated me a little differently when they see that I have followers.
I know.
And it's actually is kind of a turnoff when they're like, but like it's when they change how they look at me. You know, like this guy, like he was okay into me and then he like saw me on Instagram and then was like, beep, 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 message. God. And I was like, okay, no, that was actually on one of the dating apps. I think it was on like Bumble or something. Worst. And they found me because my name is not very hard to find me on Instagram. So it kind of was like a big turnoff of like, it was like kind of like the conversation was slow and dead. And then he found me on Instagram. And I knew he found me on Instagram because he followed me and then was liking my stuff. And then I was like, okay.
I can't even imagine having like 2 million followers and like guys like trying to use, because everyone now is thirsty for a career. So
and
you can do it by having followers now. So that's kind of gross. But I think Sivan and Paul, they have like a great relationship with that. I mean, I don't know them personally, but from what I've observed is that he's not like an Instagrammer, but he totally supports her and like will take photos for her.
He does. And he even does it to me too.
Yeah, which is such a good happy medium.
That's what like I want to find in a guy, is someone who is like encouraging and wants me to grow like this. Like it's the most ludicrous job that you could be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a social media influencer, but like I'm also going to school to get a degree, so that way when social media dies on me, but I still have my degree and whatnot. Well, and so I have my backup.
I love that he's like in the stuff too, like he's like a character.
Oh my gosh. I mean, so he has that like the quirky character, and I think that's what like people also like about him. And like, you know, he has his little nickname of Richard.
Well, he's
and,
like this real life like easygoing dude, and he's not claiming or trying to be this like model dude, but he's really fun to watch.
That's what I hope, like I can find a guy
and he's,
for
you
me
can tell
that
he's super
that.
supportive, and he's good on camera,
you know. He's also an entertainment attorney, so he's really useful because he can negotiate our contracts for us and stuff like that.
No
so
kidding.
It's like he's prime.
Yeah, that's entertainment attorneys, please hit us up.
Yes, please.
Would you date someone with a lot of followers? 86% said yes, 14% said no. Thoughts on people who take a ton of pictures slash coordinate group photos?
I'm a blogger, so I'm all for it.
Well, yeah, same. And
it's fun though.
The reason why I put this is because I'm that person. And here's the thing, people that put annoying, I put the options as here for it or annoying. 81% said here for it, love you guys. 19% said annoying. And it's always the people that are like, ugh, when I'm trying to get a group picture, that text me later and they're like, hey, can you send me that?
Yes. It's
always that person.
And you're like, no, bitch. You said no. You were ugging me. Yeah. Like, I'm going to ug you now.
You sound like a crazy person. Yeah. So,
but I'm also the person that when I take photos, I will stand in the middle of a street to get the perfect shot.
Same.
You know? I mean, but that's also partially my job and I have to do stupid shit like that. But like, it's fun. And I like, you know, sometimes it's like time and place. But I love group photos.
Well, it'd be like if you were a doctor, you would go the extra mile for your patient.
Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly.
So yeah, whose opinion is more important when it comes to your BFF or your sibling?
My sisters.
Yeah,
1,006%. I asked my best friends.
50-50.
Wow. I mean, I could see that because. I mean, some people don't have siblings, you know, so obviously it'd be like a BFF thing, but like,
they're not close with them.
Yeah, but like for me, it's like I'm so close. It's my whole family. Like I was in like this relation, like this trying of a relationship, and I didn't know where it was going, and I told my family everything. Like it wasn't a good situation that like, you know, we were trying to figure it out what was going on, like progressing wise. Like there was like a, you know, I gave you that kind of that little backstory, and so my family knows it all because it's like I want their input and I want to know what they'll see it for like, you know, what they want is best for me.
Exactly.
And like, I still got my best friends like, I still appreciate my best friend's opinions and whatnot. But like, you know, my siblings, I think definitely are way more impactful.
Yeah. I would say sibling too, even though, okay, my brother and I have never been like super close. We've always been super close, but not with like, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, this guy texted me to my brother. You know what I mean?
I do that to my sister. Literally last night, I was like, oh my gosh, you know who texted me?
If I had a sister, it would be different.
Yes,
you know?
No, I see that.
So that's kind of how I am with my BFF. So it is a really big deal, but at the same time, my brother, I've never really brought around a guy that he like doesn't like, but if he were to ever give me like a vibe that he didn't like the guy I was with, I would be turned off
immediately. I was in that, I had a bad relationship and my family was like, you need to dump him.
No.
You need to get out of that relationship. And I was like, no, I love him. And they're like, no, get out.
Yeah. By the end.
And I'm so thankful for it because my friends were like, it's okay. It happens. Yeah. Like you guys fight. But my family was like, cut it off. Yeah.
Anyway, 50-50. So good poll. What kind of job do you want your partner to have in a perfect world? What would you say? Like, entertainment attorney?
Well, realistically, I'm more of that person where it's like, I don't care what kind of job you have as long as you like it.
Yeah.
And like, agreed, can live happily and like comfortably, you know? Like, I don't want to live that life where like I'm like scrounging for pennies. Like, I've done that. Like, I was college kid. I am a college kid. But like, now I make a little bit more money than I normally would. So it's like nicer to like have that like a little bit of a cushion being like, okay, well, you know, I can go to dinner and I can 100%. Do this and I can go on a trip and I can spend money. So it's like I'm doing something that I love and I'm still making enough money that I can survive comfortably.
Totally.
So at that point, like I don't have an answer. It's like whatever he would want to do that makes him happy.
So you don't have like, let's say he's happy, but like if you could pick the career, you don't have one?
No, I really am like, I don't ever see myself like thinking of like, you know, if he was happy being a janitor, okay, be a janitor, like
that's
whatever. Serious. It's like,
I'm like, I think that mine, like, if I had to pick, like, if I could literally, like, go and pick one and he would be happy and, like, all is good in the world, I think it would be, like, a professional athlete, like an NBA player or something.
Okay, so I want to marry Cody Bellinger from the Dodgers because he is damn cute. He is 23 years old.
Hey,
and he
Cody,
is,
hit her up.
Oh,
her
my
DMs.
Gosh, is he delicious. He is a tall drink of water, and I love him.
Yeah.
And my sisters know him. Like, she knows that, like, I love him. Like, my family knows, like, Cody is my guy. And it's funny because, they're like, you can't date a professional person because they always cheat. And then that got into the whole thing of, I was like, well, I don't care. Let him cheat. He can still marry me. Like, yeah, whatever.
I could see you being a little cute baseball wife.
Right?
Yeah.
I could see it. Every time I go to the games, I try to go to games all the time. And every time I see, I'm like, I just like look at them and I'm like, love me, Cody. Love me.
So funny. People said some funny stuff. They said professional
like doctors,
hockey players,
or sports,
something,
lawyers.
Yeah, something with a flexible schedule, one where he can be home more often.
Okay, those are actually really good points. For sure, something that's with flexible hours, like schedules, and being home, because I'm like, really, that's, I actually didn't even think about that.
Yeah, a guy said stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
One that makes money because I'll be a broke teacher.
I mean, that was me. Okay, so prior to blogging, I for sure would have been like, oh, I need someone who has money, like some sort of lawyer, doctor, wealthier person, like, because I'm like, I'm going to be paying, being paid $30,000 a year. I won't be able to live comfortably like that. Like, for sure, no.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, chill.
What was your major?
My major is still, it's elementary education.
Really?
So I'm going to school for teaching.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
Musician or writer, a job that makes them feel happy and satisfied, same flexible with the kids, athlete, businessman, writer, engineer, anything that makes a decent amount of money, one that truly enjoys it, blah, blah, blah. Those are just a few. I would say my ideal guy, would be like a professional athlete or something that's, I like it when it's something not in my field. So something that's not, like, I think it's cool when they're like in finance or a doctor or a lawyer or something, because then we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, how is this? And I can learn a lot.
That's a big thing too.
So it's like, instead of me being like, oh yeah, I took photos, and they're like, yeah, I took photos, and then we're like,
there's like still,
we're like competing. Like, I don't like that.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
I'm too competitive for
that. Actually a good point too. Like, I wouldn't want anyone in my field. I think that also fits with the followers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
because there's a lot
of, always be fighting to like beat somebody.
There's a lot of bloggers and influencers that have like photographer boyfriends, and I'm like, that's weird because they're kind of.
If you have like a photographer hobby or photography,
photography, into photography.
Then like I think that would be really cool and like beneficial for me.
Yeah.
But no, for sure, that's a good point. Like, I don't want to compete.
Well, and it's weird, like if they're working for you, because it's like, are you with me for the money?
Yeah.
Or that gets sticky. How long should you wait for Netflix and chill? I put I don't care or have to be official.
I think it depends on, like, the relationship you have with that person.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a Netflix and chill type relationship.
Yeah.
I've never really had a Netflix and chill type relationship.
Yeah, neither have I.
I mean, I haven't really had a relationship in forever. But, I mean, I don't know. That's like a...
You don't know?
No.
I would say, okay, I've never had a Netflix and chill relationship, if we're assuming that this is what all the people said it was.
Basically, like, your friends have benefits.
No, I'm not, like, I'm not really that type of person.
Yeah.
So I'm more of, like, an official, if I guess I would have to vote, it'd be official.
If I had to choose, I probably would say, like, official, or, like, I have to be, like, going on dates with you, because it's, like, I'm also not that kind of person to, like, sleep with someone on the first date.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So it takes me, like,
I would need probably that, like, say connection. Have to be official.
If I were voting, probably as well.
I don't care got 58%, which is, that kind of shocked me. 42% have to be official. So, cool. Do you Netflix and chill?
No. Wait, is that no?
51% said yes. 49% said no.
Well, it correlates with the other one of the 58 saying they don't really care.
Yeah. So, and that's like 600 people that have voted so far. So, wow. What shows do you watch while Netflix and chilling? That's what I
Wait, I want to know. What are people watching? What, like, turns you on? Like, what is... Walking Dead? Like, oh, dead... Like, zombies killing people. Oh, like, you know, that's getting me into it.
Or, like, Game of Thrones. So, oh my gosh, people are saying, ha, your guess is as good as mine. Anything, LOL, Friends, Frasier, comedies, scary movies to snuggle and make sure they aren't a wussy.
Okay. I can't do scary movies, so that wouldn't work for me.
Someone said the B movie element.
The B movie?
Really happened once. That's what they put. It really happened once. I'm dead.
Oh my gosh, the B movie. That's amazing.
The Office, Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch? What? How is, oh my God, you guys are so good.
Any popular movie, more Friends.
So that's like a thing. Is it like, that's is it a movie that does it, or is it like TV shows that do it for you?
Well, the thing is with the TV show is that it like keeps going. Yeah. So like it like just automatically plays after. So maybe that, I don't know. I don't Netflix and chill.
I don't either. So couldn't tell you.
This is one of my favorite questions now. I said, is Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, hot? 32% said yes. 68% said no. What'd you vote?
I said no.
I would vote yes. Like, I mean, not to be creepy. I just love him. Like, I want his job.
I think I love, he's so dramatic. It's so funny. And my favorite thing is, like, whenever he says, it's like, this is the most dramatic episode yet during every episode. And I'm like, he's great. I would love him in my life, but so, I don't think I want him in my bed.
Well, yeah. I don't think so either. But, like, please, Chris Harrison, can we please hang
out? Oh, yeah. Chris Harrison.
So I tagged him in this poll, and he freaking responded, you guys. I literally, poorly tall, she, like, just got in, and I was like, oh, my God. I was freaking out. I was like, he responded. He goes, I'd say no, but he's a good personality, or he's got a good personality and a decent sense of humor. Is that not hilarious?
I think that way, though, that's like, okay, fine. Now I want to change my answer to yes. Right? Because that just like means he has a good character.
Right? Okay. Apparently this dog wants to be in the podcast too. I responded and I said, I'd say all the above. What are the odds you'd be a guest on my podcast? You'd be a hit. So please, Chris Harrison, come on my podcast.
Please.
I would love that. And he would be, I feel like he would come up with some really like juicy poll.
Well, questions. Of course he would.
Yeah, because he's like, he has all the tea. So that like wraps up the polls. Okay, so I have a few more questions to wrap up.
Okay.
Just like some fun things. Okay, what's the sexiest thing about someone?
Their smile.
Ooh, I love that.
Teeth for me. Yeah. You know? But, like, a guy can literally get me with, like, a cute smile.
What about
but
like, non-physical?
Like, the charm, like, the laughter. Like, I love
the
humor. Like, yeah. If someone, like, really just is, like, that caring, compassionate person.
Yeah.
Like, who will go, like, that extra mile for someone or, mm-hmm. like, is really family-oriented. Like, I'm so big on that. Like,
same.
Like, if a guy can really make me, like, have, like, a good, deep belly laugh.
Yeah.
Or, like, he says something and I'm, like, I laugh. I'm, like, you're such an idiot. Like, yeah. I love those moments. Yeah. Like, I'm, like.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah. That is sexy. I also What's think, yours? Like, smile's huge for me. That would probably be physical. And non-physical would be their just, like, overall integrity as a person.
Yeah.
Intelligence, I think, is really sexy.
Oh, yeah.
And probably...
No dumb models.
I know. I think intelligence is really sexy. Same with what you said, like...
And confidence, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
But not overconfidence, though.
Yeah.
Confidence. Not like, I can get anybody I want. Yeah, but, like, I know, like, I have the stature and I can do this.
Just, I love it when, like, a guy makes me feel super comfortable and hypes me up and...
One of my favorite things is... I've had this conversation with multiple people before about, like... When a guy, I love when, like, my guy gets hit on by a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I know he's coming home with me.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just like a good feeling that being that like, is. Okay, the guy that I'm here with, people think he's attractive and find him hot. Like, it just makes me like,
yeah,
I did good. Exactly. Like, he's coming home with me.
I love that. What are some words to live by?
Just go for it.
I
think about that all the time. I'm always like, yeah, my thing is like, it's like if you don't put like your whole 110% into something and like you like, so let's say you put your 110% into something and then you fail, at least you know like you tried your best to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing, like with blogging. Like I quit my job. Like I was a full-time nanny. Like I'm not nannying. I was doing stuff for my dad. I was doing all these little things just to like get in all this extra money. Mm-hmm. And I dropped everything just to focus on blogging because I'm like,
yeah,
if I don't put all my effort into this, then I can't ever say that. Like, yeah. I really tried fully.
And blogging and being an influencer is such a trial and error.
It is.
Career that you do have to just put yourself out
it
there
is.
And go for
and
it.
So
love that.
If I didn't do that, I'm also the same way with, like, a guy. Like,
love that.
just go for it.
Shoot your shot.
And I mean, it also goes with the same with traveling. Like, yeah. I remember one time my cousin had called me on a Sunday and was like, we're going to Mexico on Wednesday. And I just went and bought a ticket to go to Mexico.
Oh, I love
it. On Sunday, we went on Wednesday.
We need to go on a trip together.
Oh, gladly. Gladly we'll do it.
All right. Well, I love ending on a good note. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
A little bit of fun.
A lot of fun.
Good. Okay. So where can everyone find you and follow you and connect with you?
My best is on Instagram. So at Letal Julia. Little side note, guys, my name is Letal. It's not Julia. So when you see it, it's Letal, L-I-T-A-L, and then Julia. That's like the best form of communication. I just launched YouTube a couple months ago.
Ooh.
Haven't really gotten into it yet. I have a few videos, but that's also just Letal Julia.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm thinking of starting Twitter. I haven't done it yet.
Oh,
I used to have
it.
I had a Twitter a long time ago and I was really addicted. So I basically had to delete it to detoxify myself.
You should get it again.
So potentially Twitter, if you guys think Twitter would be a good option.
Yeah. And you're single, right?
I am single.
So guys, slide into her DMs. Maybe like some hot Midwest guys.
Maybe. I mean, if you're down to move to LA and live in LA,
then exactly. By
all means.
Exactly. Well, thank you so, so, so much for coming. I had an absolute blast and this was so fun that it actually happened. Make sure you follow her. Leave a review in the podcast app. It really helps me out. And I love reading them and I repost them and I'll DM you. I'll do the whole shebang. Also, make sure you follow my Instagram at Taylor with a zero, T-A-Y-L-0-R underscore King to vote in the polls and participate in the next podcast because you're a part of it. Thank you so much for listening and see you guys next week. Make someone's day. Peace.
That's so much fun.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.